Now, describe for me step by step how one would drop in a seed.
First, the seed. And you put it in.
You pick up the seed.
Yeah.
Where is it? You'd get it from a seed sack, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, my throat's getting dry. Let me take another swig of the cough medicine. There it is. And then you drop it in, right?
Yeah.
Alright. You can turn the machine on just a minute. Oh, don't you sit there and think we're saying dirty things about you, Charlie. Alright, pick up the seed from the seed sack.
Pick up the seed from the seed sack.
Yeah.
Or you take the...
Well...
Navajo?
Yeah, Navajo.
Elasti.
Adida?
Elasti.
Adida elasti, right?
No, elasti.
Right. Alright. What's the next?
You had it written up here someplace.
This is drop in the seed. I got elast seed there, and how do you pick it up from the seed sack?
Elast seed, yeah.
Yeah, this is it. Elast seed. Akone. Chishni.
Yeah.
No, I want. Pick up the seed from the seed sack.
Elast seed. Yeah.
Alright, now drop it in. That would that be the same as above?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Now it'd be moved to the next location. That'd be the next step. Next location. All right. Now how would you say that now?
Move to the next location. Ada nas na hazdelitsi.
Nash?
Nas.
Nas?
Nas na hazdelitsi.
Na?
Nas.
Uz.
Na hazdelitsi. Dil. Tsi. Na hazdelitsi.
That's two words. Is that one word? Or?
Yeah.
Alright. That's one thing. That's the thing about Navajo. It's one of these, what they call an agglutinative language. One word means almost everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, down. January 1st, 2021. Okay. Now, can you describe him moving to the next location? The little steps involved in that? Getting to the next place?
You get up, you pack up all your tools and move.
Stand up.
Yeah, you get up.
And pick up your tools.
Pick up your tools.
And seeds.
And seeds.
Alright.
Then move to the next location.
Then you walk. What would you do? You just be walking forward and then sitting down again?
Yeah, it probably take about a step or two and sit down.
All right. Sit down.
Oh, you don't have to stand up. You could crawl.
Okay.
You could. It's because it's only a matter of that.
Oh, you think he'd crawl instead?
Yeah, no need of standing up and just to walk about this far away.
He'd probably kneel, right?
Yeah.
He'd kneel. Then he'd pick up his tools and seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd crawl, right?
He wouldn't actually crawl. He'd probably go like this. Walk on your knees over.
All right, walk on your knees.
Then sit down again. He wouldn't actually stand all the way up.
Yeah, and then he'd sit down again.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, kneel. How do you spell kneel? How do you spell kneel? Ah! How do you say kneel in Navajo? Now, get up on your knees.
Anyway. Akwat stay at home now. Let's see. Get up on your knees.
Uh-huh.
Hot quad bed is...
Hot
quad.
Hot quad.
Bed
Bed-gee-z.
Hot quad bed is...
Alright. I'll tell you what we'll do when we get finished. We'll take the 22 out and we'll just shoot around here. I got some batteries.
Alright.
Pick up the tools and seeds. How would you say that?
Pick up the tools and
seeds, yeah.
Yeah. Ado, hope na anise. Tao las seed na chitla.
All right. Once more.
Pe na anise.
Pe na
anise.
Ni.
Do elasti.
Do
elasti.
Elasti. Alright.
Nachitla.
Nachitla?
Yes.
Nachitla. Alright. Nachitla. Alright, now sit down again. How would you say that?
Anajnita.
Najnita?
Yes.
Najnita or Najnita?
Najnita.
Alright, now the next step is to look back to check your spacing, right? Let's see, that's step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Look back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Check spacing.
Okay, how would you say that?
Look back.
How would you say that in Navajo?
What?
How would you say that in Navajo?
Ado, not an, that in.
Ni not a?
Not a.
Not a. Okay.
Ni stet in.
Ni dit in?
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, I mean, that's, you know, that's, I'm not going to ask for more detail on that. Finally, repeat the process. How would you say do it again? You know, or repeat the planting process, actually. That's what you'd probably... Who's that sign? Is there a car? Alright, so, how would you say repeat the planting process? Once more. I misspelled that. Akizdele, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, the next step, let's get on to the next page of the planting day, or the planting sequence. The next step is, that's the one, eat lunch. He wouldn't eat lunch normally, would he?
No.
No, he wouldn't have a lunch. Okay, and eat lunch and resume planting are out on this one.
Oh, he could. But, sometimes he wants to get the job done.
Yeah, the next one would be... Eat dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we have that. And the next one is talk. How do you say talk?
Talk.
Just, he'd say maybe sit around in the evening after he's eaten dinner, after sundown, and talk with people. How would you say that?
Ash.
Hotelnet. Okay, and the next one is go to bed. Now, the planning day insert for two people.
That's November 6th again.
Now, okay, again we have the word plant the seeds, and that's on the other page, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he plants the seeds. Let me put two person insert. And the insert is in the is actually in the planting node itself. You insert a different node. So you just flip it in and flip it out. Alright. One person, the first part is that one person walks ahead. How would you say that? Oh, let me write it. Walks in front. In front, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say that now? Let me get onto another page. Okay, so one person walks ahead. How would I say that in Navajo?
Where's that at?
Right here. See, what we're doing was just inserting a different thing for plant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're just taking one out and sticking the other one in. So, plant. One person walks ahead. How would you say that? What's the next?
Jokas.
Alright. Now the next step, the next thing is, he digs holes. He digs the holes, alright?
Yeah.
Alright, now how would you say that in Navajo?
And the one that's first?
Yeah, the one that's walking ahead is digging holes.
Hey, yeah. Atahotsukid. Atahotsukid.
Atahotsukid. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Now the third part. Three. And this would be, the other person follows. Alright? How would you say that?
Let's say that key.
What do you mean? Alright, now how do you say it?
Say that key, no, not that.
A key.
Jo gosh. Yeah.
Alright, now. And four would be he then puts in the seeds. Do they ever cover the seeds up?
Yeah.
We don't have that. Alright. He then puts in the seeds. How do you say that?
See, four is he? Puts in the seeds. The last T, that's in the...
And then five is he covers up the seeds. Let's just put that one in, right?
Alright.
A-A-D-O-O-A-D-O. He covers...
I know he covers up the seeds.
Up
let's see, how do you say it?
Let's see, he covered up the seeds. Otto.
Okay.
Otto, beginnt der hat sie jetzt sieht.
Wie?
Beginnt der hat sie jetzt sieht.
Da.
Beginnt der hat sie jetzt sieht.
Okay. Well, alright, that finishes up the activity of planting. Let's see what's next on our little track. We might as well do the whole
406 now.
Yeah, we might as well do the whole tape. Hoeing day. Okay, we're still on this November 6th interview. And the next thing he did is he gave us two kinds of hoeing. Oh, you want to cut that off for a minute? Alright. Now, we'll start the hoeing sequence and then we'll continue that on tape 10, probably 2 days from now. Alright, now, the first one is getting up, again, he's starting like the usual day.
Yeah.
Which he's getting up and he's building his fire, he's eating, and he finds his horse. This is when he starts hoeing, when he's up at the summer camp here.
Mm-hmm.
And he decides he's going to ride out and hoe, mm-hmm. rather than sleep over there. So he'll find his horse, isn't he, the average day.
Yeah.
And then he does the saddling the horse, which is something that we've got already, after he finds him. Then he gets the hoe and he picks it up. And it's the same way as he picks up the other tools, remember, in that other sequence?
Mm-hmm.
He rides past them and he picks them up, okay. Now, riding out to the field, so that's the same, all right? And he's not going to eat lunch, no. All right, so, it would then be hoeing the fields would be his, this is very interesting, we've almost got this. Again, what we're getting is just little bitty inserts here. I guess we can finish hoeing. The next one would then be hoe the field. And give me that in Navajo.
Hoe the fields?
Yeah, let me write that. Hoe the field. Yeah, how would you say that? How do you say that in Navajo?
Hoe the field. Not so good.
Nah.
Tak and jakut. Tak. Tak.
Hey.
Aha.
Jigod.
Nijakut.
Ni.
Jigod.
Good. Alright. Now, give me some steps on how you use a hoe, okay? He wasn't really very clear with that. We need some of the, how he's gonna, how do you hold the hoe and how do you work the hoe? That's very important.
Ah! Oh! Well, first of all, grab the hoe and hoe.
Grab the hoe and hoe?
Yeah.
Hoe, hoe, hoe! No, you grab the hoe, right?
Mm-hmm. You hold the hoe.
You hold the hoe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hold the hoe, and now describe how you use it.
I don't know. You just start hoeing and chopping the roots off the weeds.
Oh, all right.
Just lift it up, smash it down.
All right. So two. Oh,
it's a matter of 2 feet up.
Lift the hoe about 2 feet off the ground.
About a foot, less than, not more than 2 feet. Anyway.
And three. Swing it down.
Mm-hmm.
Swing it down. And four would be hit the weeds on at the roots, right?
Yeah. Alright.
What happens then after the root, the weeds are laying there, chopped?
Nothing.
You just leave them lay?
Yeah.
Just leave them lay in the field.
Leave them lay in the field.
You don't even bury them. God, how heathen. You don't give them a decent Christian burial. After all they did for you. Okay.
After all, it rots away and then you get a halfway decent soil then.
It rots away. And the weeds shall wither away. Why, it holds the hoe, how do you say it? Pick up the hoe.
Behakot. Is the Behakot.
God.
Behakot.
Alright. Nishdi ah.
Oh.
Nishdi ah.
Oh.
Alright, now lift the hole about a foot off the ground.
450.
We're at 450? We got a way to go yet. Lift the hole off the ground.
Ado dautich.
Da.
De. De hutich.
De. Ho. Jish. That's lift the hole off the ground?
Yeah. Lift it up.
Lift it up.
The ground.
Alright, can you say a little way or about a foot, or that wouldn't matter, would it, Navajo?
Mm-mm.
Okay, now swing it down. How do you say swing it down?
Other Yago.
Yago?
Yago, hojish.
Yago. Ho.
Jish.
Jish. Alright, now finally hit the weeds at their roots.
Huh?
It hit the weeds at their roots.
Ado. Beket oli. Bilkeji kal.
Beket
oli.
Hello.
Ki.
Alright.
Bilkeji kal. Bilkeji kal.
Bilkeji
kal. Yeah.
Well, okay, I guess now we're just about off that tape, aren't we?
Another minute.
Another minute. Okay, well, we'll leave it at this on tape 9, and we'll... I guess this just about finishes the hoeing sequence, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it finishes the hoeing sequence without horses, and then we'll have to talk about the hoeing sequence with two horses beginning on tape 10. Okay, Sandy, this is it. Bye-bye.